Unity Monument. Why a monument depicting early Canada in Legal? What is the relationship between Canadian history and the community of Legal? Why is Canada bilingual? Wasn't the question settled at the Plains of Abraham? A monument is anything by which a memory of a person, a notable event, or a notable instance is remembered. The Centralta Tourism Society wanted, by this steel monument, to highlight the cooperative efforts of the British, French Canadians, and First Nations, and thereafter other nations, in the making of Canada. Both Canada and the United States were governed from 1760 to 1775 by governors appointed by Britain. Canada was governed by the governors Murray and then Carleton, while in the United States, Governor Bernard and then Hutchinson were in charge. Contrary to Bernard and Hutchinson, both Murray and Carleton experienced a positive relationship with the local population and earned their respect and allegiance. As unrest started in the United States, Governor Guy Carleton went to Britain to guarantee the rights of the French-speaking Catholics, who composed 97% of the population in Lower Canada, and freedom of the religion and language. Thanks to the long-term efforts of Guy Carleton, the Quebec Act of 1774 passed. When the American movement of independence started in the 13 colonies in 1775, the French-speaking people of Quebec did not join the effort of their southern neighbor to expel the British from the American soil, but rather supported Carleton. What makes this even more surprising is that France was the ally of the United States. Against the odds, the combined British, French Canadian, and First Nation forces pushed back the superior American advances. From the British French Canadian alliance, Canada was formed, and as Pierre Bertin writes, the foundation of Canada and its concept of two founding nations had been set. Over the years, there has been a Siamese type relationship developed between French speaking and English speaking people of Canada. Yet the end result is that we are together and have learned to dialogue and together have built a country where people of all nationalities and religion are welcome. Similarly, Legal started with a predominant French-speaking group of settlers, followed shortly by settlers of Ukrainian heritage. Like Canada, we have worked together to build a community where all people are welcome. In many ways, Legal is a microorganism of Canada where the Francophones and Anglophones have created a friendly, welcoming community where we have chosen to respectfully understand the other points of view, allow difference to exist, and build our community. Thus, the monument also affirms that the cooperative spirit first manifested in 1775 still exists in Legal. On the monument, we have the Union Jack and the Quebec flag representing the British and Francophone roots of our country. We also have 10 smaller flags representing the Ukrainian, Swiss, German, Belgium, Spanish, and other ethnic groups that have been welcomed into our country and into our community. These, in turn, have also greatly contributed to Canada and Legal's richness. The concept of the monument was developed by Ernest Chauvet, welded by Louis Fourcade, and painted by John Ellenberger, with support from the Community Spirit Program. Since 1997, it is the only visual art in Legal to have been vandalized. The sword, the symbol of the cooperative effort to defend our country, was damaged, and the flag of Quebec, Ukraine, Germany, Belgium, and other nations destroyed and removed. Only the Union Jack and Canadian flag left are untouched.